Today we're here with a group of 5 Ukraine teenagers who came to Germany to be safe from the Russian war. And first we want to introduce ourselves. So I start with myself. I'm Noemi Heim, I'm 18 years old and I'm from Germany. And I am the presenter of the interview today. So nice that you're here, guys. And now we start with the introducing. So we start with you, Anastasia. You can tell us a little bit about yourself.
Yeah, hey everyone, my name is Anastasia and I'm from Ukraine. I'm 17 years old. I'm grateful to Germany for the nice welcome. Thank you for a safe place here. In Ukraine, I wanted to enter University of Culture and I wanted to become a TV and radio journalist. And now I will introduce myself in Ukrainian language. Усім привіт, я Анастасія і я з України. І мені 17. Я дуже вдячна Німеччині за теплий прийом. Дякую за безпечне місце тут. В Україні я хотіла вступити до університету культури і хотіла стати телерадіожурналістом. Thank you so much.
All right, nice. Thank you. And we go on with you.
Hello everyone. My name is Maria. I'm from Kharkiv, Ukraine. I live in the village of Lipsy and from the first days of the war, I was under occupation for almost 2 months. We had no electricity, no communication, no gas, complete isolation. It was very difficult for me. At school, I have studied German and English and therefore decided to go to Germany. I'm very grateful to the people of Germany for supporting the Ukrainians. Добрий день, мене звати Марія, я з Харкова, це перша столиця України. Я жила у селищі Липці та з перших днів війни я була під окупацією протягом 2 місяців. У нас не було електрики, зв'язку, газу, повна ізоляція. Мені було дуже тяжко та страшно. У школі я вивчала англійську та німецьку мови, тому я вирішила приїздити до Німеччини. Я дуже вдячна людям Німеччини за підтримку. Thank you.
All right, thank you. Okay, so Karina, you can go on.
Hello, I'm Karina. I'm 15. I'm also from Ukraine. Me and Anastasia are from the same city. I'm really like Germany. I'm grateful to Germany for helping us. I studied German in a Ukrainian school. Привіт, мене звати Каріна, мені 15 років, я також з України, я і Анастасія з одного міста, мені дійсно подобається Німеччина, я також вдячна Німеччині за те, що вони допомагають нам, також я вчила німецьку мову в українській школі.
All right, nice, thank you. And the last one is Roman, so you can introduce yourself.
Привіт, мене звати Роман, мені 15 років, я з України, а саме з окупованого міста Херсону. Я там перебував протягом 2 місяців, і це було жахливо.
So we go on, and now we want to ask you some questions, and I start with Anastasia. So the first question is for you. So to what extent did the current situation change your career path, or do you still have the same plans now?
As I have already said, that in Ukraine I wanted to become TV journalist, but here I don't know what to do. Now I go to German school with German students, and this is really pretty cool. Mm-hmm. Because I can train my German, and I hope that soon I will speak German better, and I will find myself in Germany.
Okay, yeah. Nice. Thank you. So, and the next question is for Karina and Masha. Where are the differences between the Ukraine and Germany?
In Ukrainian shops are always open 24/7, even on Sunday. And trains always arrive on time in Ukraine. And in Germany, they don't always on time.
Yeah, that's right.
As you know, in Ukraine there is an application called DIA. This is an application in which all documents are located, passport, driver license, etc. In Germany, all documents come in letters, and it's somehow strange that so much paper is used. Also, now we need to protect nature and cut down trees less.
All right, thank you. That's pretty nice. So, and the last question is for you, Roman. What you ever had expect to get to the in such a situation?
No, of course no. I was a normal boy from a terrible country and that shit started.
All right, nice. Thank you for that you are here today and...
Yeah, thanks Radio Vustavele for invitation.
Thanks Naomi for interesting questions.
Yeah, thank you that you are here and it was pretty funny to do the workshop with
you. Yeah, see you soon.
Yeah, cheers.
Cheers.